I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. There's big news out of the International AIDS Conference in Vienna. Scientists are reporting new and effective ways to prevent the spread of the AIDS virus, HIV. In a long hoped-for development, researchers have created a vaginal gel that can protect against HIV. A South African study found that women who regularly applied the gel before and after sex cut their risk of infection in half. The gel is not ready to go on the market, but scientists say it could eventually give women a way to protect themselves when they're with a partner who refuses to use a condom. Two other studies, funded by the World Bank, used a very different tool to protect people from HIV, cash. A World Bank study in Tanzania paid young adults up to $60 a year if they could remain free of sexually transmitted infections. And another World Bank study in Malawi paid girls to stay in school. David Wilson directs the World Bank's Global HIV/AIDS program. He says the cash payments change the girls' behavior in positive ways.
Some of the early findings are that girls who had the money said that they were able to avoid engaging in sex for income, that they had greater choice over their sexual partners, that they had the ability to form relationships with partners because of emotional attachment rather than economic need. So it really does seem that giving the girls cash gave them some control over their lives, gave them some agency, and gave them the ability to choose partners who were safer and partners with whom they wanted relationships.
So explain the Malawi study. Girls there were paid between $4 to $10 a month if they stayed in school instead of dropping out for reasons including pregnancy.
The Malawian study is, I think, an extremely interesting and important study. We saw an approximately 60% decline in HIV prevalence and an up to 75% decline in some sexually transmitted infections.
You know, the whole idea does sound kind of coercive, paying people to change their behavior. What about the ethics here and the long-term effectiveness?
The point to emphasize here is a cash payment for something that's entirely good, to give girls the opportunity to remain in school, to give them greater control over their lives, has a benefit for a spectrum of development and health outcomes, including improved school attendance and literacy, improved sexual health, and the likelihood that when they do become parents, their children will have better prospects.
So if you stop paying the money over the long term, will the benefits disappear? I mean, will the good ways revert to the bad ways?
That's an excellent question. We don't yet know the answer. The durability of many health promotion and behavior change initiatives is uncertain. Second, we do believe that it's important to continue interventions such as these for several years, not just for HIV, but to give girls an opportunity to remain in school, become literate, become economically productive, and become better established to be parents.
It does sound like a pretty expensive way to combat HIV/AIDS. You think it's economically viable?
I'm really glad you raised that, because I think if it was simply an intervention to prevent HIV, we could discuss whether it were feasible and sustainable. But if we regard it as an intervention to do many different things, to keep girls in school, to improve girls' overall health, to improve girls' sexual health, then it may in fact be a very affordable intervention to address a whole spectrum of development and health outcomes.
Dr. David Wilson, the World Bank's newly appointed director for its global HIV/AIDS program, he spoke to us from the AIDS conference in Vienna. Thank you very much for your time indeed.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.